SBS Radio.
Kinilala ng mga politiko ng Estado ang kontribusyon ng mga migranteng Pilipino sa naganap na fiesta kultura sa Sydney. Ayon sa alkalde ng Fairfield na si Frank Carboni, mahalaga ang naging kontribusyon ng mga migrante sa Australia. Sinabi niya na ang pagbabahagi ng kultura ay isang bagay na dapat ipagmalaki ng mga migranteng Pilipino.
The Filipino community has a lot to be proud of. You are the fifth largest migrant community in this country. We've boarded 200,000 people, and 2,000 of them right here in Fairfield City. As you know, our city is very, very multicultural. It's very successful because of migrants that have come, that have left their home, their family, and their friends, and have come to this country and this city and have built not only our city, but our nation. The ingredients that you brought to this country and to this city, your value of family, your value for faith, and your willingness for hard work and build a better future for your family should be applauded.
Sinangayunan naman ito ni Acting Minister for Multiculturalism Jeff Lee at kinilala din ito ang pakikiisa ng komunidad Pilipino sa mga gintong klaseng selebrasyon.
We're a state where multiculturalism is important. We're a state where we have multi-faith, multicultural society, and we're an example to the rest of the world about what a peaceful and harmonious community that we live in.
Pinasalamatan din ni Ginoong Lee ang mga nangangasiwa sa nasabing kaganapan at inahasahan pa niya mga proyekto na ihahanda ng grupo na magbubuklod sa dalawang bansa at magbibigay importansya sa mga katutubo.
What really impresses me about the PASC, that create links between Australia and the Philippines, those cultural people-to-people links. But I think the PASC has gone beyond that and is looking at the charitable and humanitarian projects that we can develop between our two countries. Especially important when we have the indigenous focus, whether it's Australia or Philippines, we must recognize our great indigenous cultures and celebrate them and be proud of what we have.
Ayon naman kay Stephen Bali, miyembro ng parlamento, dapat din kilalanin ng patuloy na pagunlad ng komunidad Pilipino sa Australia.
The other thing I'd like to pick up on, it's been a little bit of a theme from Mayor Carboni as well as Jeff Lee, talking about the wonderful numbers of Filipinos in Australia, whether it's 200,000 in Australia, 120,000 in New South Wales, 2,000 in Fairfield, but I've got to say we have about 40,000 in the city of Blacktown. How wonderful is that?
Binigyang pansin din ni Ginoong Bali kung paanong nagbago ang Australia sa paglipas ng panahon.
My background, I was born here but my parents were Hungarian. When you go back 20-30 years, I know my parents were out here for 30 years before they went back home. How Hungary has changed. And then you will have the same thing, how the Philippines have changed. Australia changes over time as well, and the change is for the better, for having all the wonderful cultural input. So thank you very much for what you have done for Australia, what you've done for the city of Blacktown and Western Sydney. Thank you very much.
At sa pagtatapos ng mga talumpati, nagpasalamat naman ang leader ng oposisyon na si Jody Mackay sa mga leader ng komunidad at mga voluntaryo na nagambag ng kanilang panahon para sa kaganapan.
An event like this does not happen without a true commitment to this fiesta cultura. It also doesn't happen without a deep passion for our Filipino community. So to those who volunteered over the last 30 years, I say thank you, sincerely thank you for your support of the community in this fabulous event.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.